News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And front gardens, as well as dedicated play areas, should be mandatory in housing estates to provide children with space to play. That's the view of our next guest, Dr. Carol Barron, Assistant Professor at the School of Nursing, Psychotherapy and Community Health at Dublin City University. Why are you making this call, Carol?
Well, I think if you look at what happened recently with COVID and where children play anyway, in Ireland, we're a nation of homeowners and we're very lucky so that our children had an outdoor space with the back gardens. I mean, not every child can live beside a beach or a park, you know, or a forestry area or a playground. But if it, in our housing stock, if we have maintain a back garden, there's a space for them. They can get outdoors and they can play. And I mean, I think back gardens were a great help to parents during the lockdown recently. They were used by children, you know, play space, somewhere to eat. They're an exercise space, hobby rooms. We had parents who were turning the garden shed into a schoolroom for their children. So we are very lucky in that. I did some research with my colleagues in Italy where they live much more in apartments, and the children there didn't have as much access to outdoor space over the last year at all.
Is there a danger that, and I understand why you're making the argument and why it's important, but I suppose if you're talking about urban settings, city centres, you're going to have apartments. Yeah. Like the house I live in, like we have a front garden, but I mean, you wouldn't play in it. You wouldn't swing a cat in it, basically. But the kids can play. We live on a cul-de-sac. The kids can play on the road. I mean, is it always important to have a front and a back garden? I'm not sure how realistic that is in a city area.
Back gardens, and in relation to apartment buildings, I mean, you're quite right. By about 2050, UNICEF estimates that about 70% of the world's population are going to be in urban areas. And that being the case, you're going to get a lot more apartment building. But there's a lot more that can be done in relation to creativity of apartments. When they're actually being designed, they can have indoor play areas on certain floors. There can be dedicated outdoor green spaces. But I think all of this has to be planned in the development of these rather than, yeah, oh, we've built apartments and now there's families moved in there with children.
Children aren't
taken into account.
You're not overly convinced about the idea of, like, fancy playgrounds. You're not blown away by them.
No, I think playgrounds have got their value, and I think children and parents like playgrounds, both for, you know, the physical activity and the fun, but it's to meet their friends and socialise. They're a very good socialising component. I mean, I did research the other year up in County Mayo, and they score very highly now out of the 31 city and county councils across the country for their playgrounds. But I think play is more than just a playground. We've got beaches, beautiful parks that we made great use of the last year, forestry areas. So I think it's how we're using spaces and how we think of spaces that children play in. They're more than just skate parks and playgrounds.
Okay, makes total sense, absolute sense. Dr. Carol Barron, Assistant Professor at the School of Nursing, Psychotherapy and Community Health at Dublin City University. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.